We are live in Studio 1A with Lake Street Dive, and we have a full audience. Everybody, say hi. Yay! Lake Street Dive is playing Stubbs tonight. The Doors are at 7. Walker Lukens plays at 8. Lake Street Dive plays at 9. And I'm reading here on my list that there are only 8 tickets left. So if you were thinking about getting those Lake Street Dive tickets a little late, don't hesitate. Go to StubbsAustin.com right now. And why don't we get started with the song, y'all?
All right, let's do it.
To remember, I don't care about you anyway. No, 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 I don't care about what you've got to say. No, 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 I don't care about you. And I say it to your face, if I knew you could take it.
You and wow, wow, guys, thank you. That's Rachel Price on vocals, Michael Calabresi on background vocals and percussion, which today means just a tambourine.
Yeah, pandero.
A pandero. Yeah. What's
fine.
The difference
it's a
between
tambourine.
A pandero and a tambourine?
Brazilians would be very upset to hear you say that. Yeah, it's just the Brazilian tambourine, basically.
Oh, they're like, we have our own tambourine.
Yeah,
it has
exactly.
Another name.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you normally you play a full drum kit, but today you've kind of just like gone down totally to just one pandero.
Yeah. Folk style.
Sweet. Bridget Kearney, upright bass and background vocals, and Michael Olson is on the guitar and background vocals. And Bridget, I read that the new record Side Pony is named after your hairstyle.
That is false.
Oh, really?
That is dirty lies. The record came first, and McDuck, actually, Mike Olson, our guitar player, he wrote the song Side Pony, which was partially inspired by his wife's side pony that she wore at their wedding.
Okay.
Which you would say is, you know, kind of non-traditional for a wedding,
right?
But it was bold in, you know, how off-kilter it was for the setting. And so anyways, that was the song. And then, like, we played the song, and then I was just, like, you know, moved to try a side pony during the recording of the song. And I haven't taken it off. I love it.
Now it's your thing. Now, you should say the song was written about you, but I don't know. I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but it does look very nice. I like
Baby,
the side pony.
Baby, I'm just
pony.
Living my life.
But there's also other meanings about side pony. It's some kind of like mental, I don't know. Are there more meanings to side pony, or is
McDuck,
it mostly about a side
pony?
Elaborate on the side pony.
Okay. when we began recording it, it was a more of a literal meaning, and we were sort of bogged down with the why, if you can believe that. Like, specifically, why are we doing this? Why are we recording a song called Side Pony? And as we sort of explored ourselves and the concept of a side pony, it came to mean something else for us, specifically, you know, this kind of like, you know, if a side ponytail is kind of a non-traditional thing, then to rock your side pony, which is a lyric from the song, is to do something that is, to live your life in a non-traditional way, but also in a, like, a side pony is also extremely obvious. You know, like, you're not going to miss that if someone's walking down the street with their hair like that.
Right.
And so it's to do something a little non-traditional, but also to do it in an obvious way. And that is something that, you know, to bring it full circle, is something that we have always tried to do musically. You know, we want to be a unique band, and we don't want to be, you know, we want people to know that we're trying to be unique and doing our own thing. So a side pony, you know, Rachel says it every night on stage, a side pony is a hairstyle, but it's also a lifestyle.
You guys could create your, like, a lifestyle brand, like side pony lifestyle brand. I don't want to tell you how to live your life.
That's
something to
that's
think
super
about.
Super hot.
You're so
lifestyle
pushy.
Brands.
Yeah.
And with this new record too, you guys did things a little differently. You went to Nashville and recorded with Dave Cobb. And I also read, and maybe this too is false, that it was the first time that you'd ever, like, written songs as a band. Like, before, everyone had just come with their own songs and then you'd work them out. Is that
half true? I think there's one collaboration in our past, and we never thought about doing it again after that. And then on this record, it is true, for the most part, that it was the first time we truly collaborated as four people.
Do you feel like, I mean, you guys have known each other a long time. You went to college together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that brought you closer together as a band, collaborating in
that
way?
We couldn't be any closer. This would be insane. We've been in like a 12-year platonic marriage. but it definitely, I mean, it, you know, it illuminated sort of the various strengths that we have as songwriters, especially to work quickly in that way, you know, the sort of things that everybody was sort of fastest at. And that was really cool to be like, oh, we're a crack team.
Oh, nice. Like, everyone play to your strengths, do your thing, and then we'll make some music. Excellent. Well, I'd love to hear some more music from you guys.
All right, let's do it. Hello.
Doors are at 7. Walker Lukens goes on at 8. And Lake Street Dive goes on at 9 p.m. There's only 8 tickets left, probably less than that. Mm-hmm. Now, thank you guys so much for coming in. Lake Street Dive is going to record one more song for our studio audience right now, but they're going to go off the radio in about 24 hours. You can go to kutx.org and check out the entire set. Want to thank Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove for engineering this session, and thank you guys so much for coming to Austin and playing for us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for coming in. This is KUTX 98.9, your Austin music experience.
She a L.A. cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. And I asked her a name, and in a dark brown voice she said, "Hello."